Rihanna hilariously claps back at an Instagram troll over her kids' names.
And Scarlett Johansson reveals why she's not on social media.
Plus, later on, we see Gary on the red carpet of the Real Housewives of Atlanta premiere talking to all the ladies.
And speaking of Gary, he and Brad are joining us from Dallas. Hey, guys!
Hey!
All right, we've got a lot to dish about, so let's get this started!
All right, y'all, looks like Drake is ready for the next chapter of his life. So Champagne Papi shared a new post on IG with a carousel of photos with a very interesting caption. He wrote, "You know, I grew up non-confrontational and always treated this game as a sport. My pen won gold, but these days the podium has been hard for all of us to ignore. I understand that this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy, but I hope you see my honesty as clarity, not charity. That answers some questions, especially about the unanswered text you've been sending me."
What?
Yeah, I thought you were about to drop a country album.
Why is he, what, wait, this, yeah. What's this, what's he doing in this photo here? What is this?
Male version of Duck Lips.
I have no idea what is going on.
I think he's finally about to come out the closet because I think it's time, it's summertime, and what better than to come out the closet in the summer?
Okay.
I don't know. Is that the prime season to come?
Yeah, because you get to wear your Daisy Duke shorts. All the queens get to wear their shorts and nice lip gloss and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Do y'all think he's going to come back with like a diss track or something for Kendrick Lamar? Or I think he should let it rest.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely needs to let it rest. I mean, like, there's no coming back from that. I'm surprised he's even doing anything. I'm surprised he's, like, making these things. He's in that club by himself the other day. Like, I would just lay low.
Yeah. If he make a diss record against anybody named Lamar, it should be Lamar Luttrell from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? He came out at the little rap thing at that.
Or Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
Like, leave Kate out alone.
Right. We're gonna move on. Let's give a round of applause to Rihanna. She delivered a classy clapback to a troll, mocking her in A$AP Rocky's sons, RZA and Riot's names. Riri took to IG to post photos with her baby boys to celebrate International Women's Day, like you would. And after the Shade Room shared them, a troll by the username of Tatiana Galaxy wrote under the pic, "I hate their names so bad." Well, Riri, never one to hold back, delivered a short but savage response. She wrote, "Okay, Tatiana."
Wow. I do miss Rihanna clapping back, yo. Like, you know, it's been, like, real quiet in the clapback realm. Like, she used to be the Lee Malvo of social media. She would shoot anybody that would shoot at her.
If y'all be honest, though, those names are kind of ethnic, and it kind of, the woman probably just felt that she didn't want the kids to be known who they were before they were seen. So that's probably why she said that.
These kids are going to never miss a meal in their life, and work will be an option that they will or will not pick up. I mean, between the Fenty stuff.
Oh, my God.
Rihanna's music catalog, assuming she hasn't sold it. Mm-hmm. A$AP Rocky with stuff he does. You know, he covers the tip, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the day, they're going to be all right.
Absolutely.
Well, Big Sean has revealed that before he released his 2014 hit song, "I Don't F With You," that Beyonce was not a fan. Mm. Now, he recently shared on a podcast that he almost canned the song because Queen B deemed it disrespectful to women until this happened.
Beyonce was like, "That's a little disrespectful. Maybe you should put Nicki Minaj on it, like, so a female, like, for a female's voice." And then Jay-Z was like, "Nah, it's hearted though." He was like, "People don't get it that it's just you having fun." Like, he sent me a text one time that was like, "Every day you're not putting that song out, you losing."
I'm glad he went with Jay-Z's advice.
Yeah.
Because that is one of Big Sean's biggest records that could just come on at any given point in time and people fall right in line, singing along to it, dancing to it, and the whole nine.
It's an anthem.
It's definitely an anthem. Yep.
Well, and it gives it's voice. Like, women have all kinds of songs, like to the left, and like what they're into and all this stuff. They got all these anthems. Men don't have a ton of anthems aimed the opposite direction.
Oh, we say that. To y'all, too. We say that to y'all, too.
Sure, yeah. It works that way, too.
So they got the girl voice they wanted.
Yeah, it works both ways. Y'all.
And I definitely think Jay-Z understood Big Sean's assignment more than Beyonce understood what he was trying to do that time.
He liked that song, Headcrack. He really wanted to dedicate it to Beyonce, but he couldn't.
No. That's not true, Gary.
Really?
No.
Lemonade.
No.
444.
Lemonade. All right. Scarlett Johansson has sworn off social media, so don't expect to see her on the gram anytime soon. In a new interview, Scarlett shared that the studio asked her whether or not she would join Instagram to help promote her new movie, Jurassic World Rebirth, and she claims she's just not interested and believes her work will speak for itself. She said, the work I put out there is all based in truth. That's the key ingredient. So if I was a person who really enjoyed social media, then I could totally get on the bandwagon, but I'm not, and I think the film will do fine.
Good point.
I believe her.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
I believe her. For her not to have had it this long, and she does just fine, her film will do fine. She's a great actress. It's a good movie franchise. She'll be fine.
That's just like telling McDonald's, we love Big Macs, honey, so we've been selling them for a billion years, so we ain't gonna talk about a Big Mac no more. But we do.
Because they're still going to sell a Big Mac, whether they put it on social media or not.
Exactly. So anybody going to buy her stuff?
So Scarlett Johansson will still do great in movies.
What's she done lately?
She was in Marvel movies for like over a decade, and they did really well.
I forgot who she was.
Her bank account didn't forget who she was. Yeah. You may forget, but her bank account
them checks going clear.
Yeah.
Who needs social media if you got that bread like Scarlett Johansson?
All right, it's time for...
Didn't see this coming!
Well, it looks like a 4-year-old boy in Wisconsin tried to take legal action after his mom devoured his treasured dessert. Aww. Now, according to the Village of Mount Pleasant Police Department, a 4-year-old child called 911 to report his frustrations with a mother for eating his treat. Now, when officers arrived at the boy's home, he told them he no longer wanted her to go to jail. He just wanted some ice cream.
Did you call the police?
Yeah.
Why?
I told my mommy to go to jail. I didn't get ice cream.
So is that why you're upset?
Yeah, that's why I didn't get no ice cream.
Oh, look at the little one.
Yo, I feel like if this would have happened 6 years ago, that police call would have ended differently.
Oh my gosh.
We've progressed a little bit.
Oh man.
All right, now Brad, what would you do if True Legend called the cops because, I don't know, you ate the last of his Funyuns?
I would just laugh. He loves Funyuns, by the way.
How did you know that? I'm intuitive.
That's crazy. But I would just laugh. I would just laugh because, oh my God, he goes to the cabinet and pulls me over to the cabinet and opens the cabinet and gets out two bags of small bags of Funyuns. And he wants the Funyuns. Like, that's his main, he loves Funyuns. And we have to chew them up for him because they're so hard.
They are
rough.
It is
so annoying. I hate Funyuns at this point.
If that was my child, he'd never eat a damn again. After I bought the ice cream, are you calling the cops on me?
Oh, you can't do a child like that, Gary.
Well, you can't call the cops on me neither.
Oh, my God.
If that was a black child, that woman could have got killed. The cops could have swore to God that they saw somebody with a gun.
That was a black child, Gary.
Yep. It was.
Oh, it was a... Oh, you see... Oh, uh-uh. She got a felony.
All right, y'all. Up next, Ben Affleck is teaching his son a financial lesson that we all should learn. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, if you have kids, you know they want any and everything it has to come out of their own pockets. And Ben Affleck's son, Samuel, is no different. At a recent shoe convention, Samuel said he wanted a $6,000 pair of Dior sneakers, to which Ben replied, yo, that's a lot of lawns you're going to be mowing. Now, fast forward to an interview with Access. Ben was asked if Samuel had started mowing those lawns for sneakers. Well, check this out.
Your son start mowing the lawn for those sneakers?
That's what happens when you tell them they have to mow a lawn. All of a sudden, they don't want those shoes anymore. Like, well, you do not need $1,000 shoes. He's like, we have the money. I'm like, I have the money. You're broke.
That's right. You better talk tough to these kids, Ben.
That's right. Get them lined up. Wait, have your sons ever hit you up for anything exorbitant like this?
And I responded, just like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Like, yo, have you figured out how you gonna play it with True? Because it's sometimes hard to look into a child's eye and be like, nah.
I don't even know if I got a pair of $6,000 shoes. Now, my wife might have it with all them Louboutins and all those expensive, but nah, it's so many nice shoes that ain't $6,000. I don't think I could do that one.
All right, well, moving on. Taye Diggs says he's tired of getting dressed up and leaving the house for dates. In the latest issue of Us Weekly, when asked what he likes to order on a first date, he said, "Lately, because I'm older and tired, I like to order in. I don't have the energy to get up, to get dressed up and go out. If I can bring someone over and order food in and watch TV or watch a movie, that's where my head is now." Now, Taye Diggs is 54 years old. Is that too old to not put in the effort?
It's not too old, but the second you start putting on those type of hats, you start doing old people stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he's always out in the street. He's always working. He's always at events. He always has to be outside. So when he gets a chance to just chill, of course he'd rather order in. It's less people bothering him, less people wanting pictures, less people he has to talk to.
Yo, first date at home is crazy, though. People don't usually like that.
But it's also kind of strategic, because let's just say if, you know, you're not Taye Diggs, right? And you're coming to Taye Diggs' house for the first time. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, you're coming from a house that's not as nice as Taye Diggs.
For sure.
So it's kind of like, you could have all of this.
This is a little preview.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay?
Next time I'll show you the other rooms. All right. Can you guess how many times you probably tried the latest diet craze? I mean, I've tried a little bit of everything. South Beach diet, Sacred Heart diet, that thing Beyonce had everybody doing with the lemonade.
All right, that's right, HK. And the more you yo-yo diet, the more stubborn your fat gets, and then you're screwed, and then it's not about willpower. You've willed yourself through enough brutal diets and workouts.
It's probably genetics, and the doctors at Sono Bello can help determine if your body's problem areas are genetic. Whether you have stubborn, diet-resistant fat and inches, Sono Bello's micro-laser fat removal technology removes it for good in one comfortable visit.
Those stubborn inches around your tummy can be gone. Muffin tops, side fat, gone. Even saggy, loose skin can be gone permanently.
All that's left are the beautiful natural curves you've been hoping to get.
Warm weather's almost here, guys. Now is the perfect time to visit Sono Bello and get your goal body in time for swimsuit season. Micro laser fat removal is the permanent solution, and Sono Bello doctors are the experts.
So schedule your free consultation now, and you'll get their best offer of the season. SonoBello.com/dish. That's Sono, SonoBello.com/dish.
Coming up next, honey, I'm dishing with Portia Williams and Miss Phaedra Park and all the ladies, baby, of Real Housewives of Atlanta, right next, honey, coming up. Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, it's me, Gary with the T, and I'm here live at Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 16 World Premiere, baby. If you're not here, you are missing the tree, baby. The girls are out tonight. Are you excited about this? Because you know, girl, being on Real Housewives of Atlanta, it could be very interesting, girl. So, honey, are you sticking to your grounds, holding your guard?
I'm from Chicago. I hold my...
Hell! Girl, you made it alive.
Hold it down. Chicago is in the building, for sure.
Oh, yes. That's where Brad from Chicago, baby. Oh, yeah.
Come on, Brad. Let them know about the 60644.
Judy, Brad.
Hi.
Hey, Gary.
So, girl, this is so wonderful. I heard tonight that they're joining the cast of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Who said that?
That's what the producer just sent it to me.
You lie.
Okay, so now, Brisa, you're the newbie, honey, on the show. Yeah. So what is it like working with all these fabulous? Some of the girls are fabulous, and some of the girls...
Some are fabulous, and some are not as fabulous. But.
Exactly. Good luck to you and your endeavor, and we're going to be watching. And we want you to stay for more than one season like some of the other girls came through, honey.
We're here to stay, because guess what?
What?
On my first season, it's good that I'm here and others aren't.
She said she wouldn't shade it just a little bit. Okay, girl.
A little bit.
Now, Cynthia, honey, somebody said Lenny Kravitz called the show and said he was upset, girl, that you just let him down. You didn't let Lenny Kravitz down for this new man. Who is this new man that you let down, Lenny Kravitz?
It feels good to be outside with him, actually. I can't wait to run these Atlanta streets with him. I felt like I had him in witness protection program for the past 11
you
months.
You sure did, baby.
I did a good job.
You sure did, baby.
I protected that man for almost a year.
A year, honey.
And I, you know, these Atlanta streets, y'all know, y'all see everything. The eyes be eyeing over here. So.
Especially your colleagues.
I know.
You're a firecracker, baby. Baby, this girl is a firecracker, honey. She belongs on Real Housewives, honey. Yes, ma'am. Kelly, you're looking fabulous, honey. I love that, honey. You love the little child. She's a rose garden, baby.
Yes, baby, the rose that was made from the concrete.
Look, Miss Kelly, a rose is still a rose.
A rose is still a rose.
And baby girl, you're a flower, bitch. Are the girls treating you right? Because you know how people do sometimes, honey.
You know, when I tell you it's been great, I mean, it's been a warm welcome. I get in a little drama. You know, I have a few shady moments, but overall, it suits me. This is my village. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Girls that are beautiful, confident, secure in who they are as women. You know, they're really good girls.
Thank you for calling my damn name yesterday, baby.
Yes.
Portia called my damn name, bitch.
Where did I call your name?
Sherry Shepherd.
Yes.
You called my name first, damn it, honey. She called me first. Then those other ones was called, honey. Now, when I saw you on The View, honey, I said, all right, baby, Miss Portia making a round, girl.
Listen.
This bitch on The View.
That's my second time on The
oh,
View.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I was all happy, honey.
Me too.
I was all happy. I thought that was her first time on The View, honey. So, Portia, honey, you're back.
I'm back, baby, and I have to say, this was a good season. You know, you always gonna have drama and some craziness with the housewives, but I actually had fun with the girls.
So, okay, Shamir, so you're releasing a song, honey, and the title is Never Had. So, girl, what you never had?
No, what you have never had is somebody like me.
Yeah, I never had somebody like Shamir.
Listen, Gary, I need you to tell all your
Why haven't you come
here?
On Dish Nation?
Because you guys have never invited me, and I'm starting to feel some kind of way about it.
And we didn't have everybody, I don't know. Where's that producer? Shay, you better... Shay, somewhere back there.
We gotta get
Shay, wherever you at, girl, we need to me on the damn show.
I'm starting to take it personal that y'all have not invited me to hang out with all my best friends over there at Dish Nation.
There you go. We getting you on there, honey.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, if you're a loyal Southwest Airlines customer after this, you might be feeling betrayed. Southwest Airlines is ending their free check bags policy for the first time in its 54-year history.
Oh,
you heard it right.
Wow.
Starting May 28th, your bags will no longer be able to fly free. Now, the cost of a check bag hasn't been announced, but they say it's going to be competitive with other carriers. Now, this change comes as a result of significant money loss during the pandemic. You know, and they're also ending the open seating policy starting later this year, but that might be a little bit more of a welcome change because people want the seats they want.
Yeah, that's right. I got to be able to pick my seat. I got to be able to pick my seat beforehand.
Yes, I'm glad they're changing that policy so we can know where you're sitting.
But instead of, like, letting everybody know that this is what they're doing, why don't they just charge $20 or $40 more per ticket just on the low and no one will be none the wiser?
Because they probably want to keep their reputation for having, like, really low tickets.
I feel like they're never low.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I fly Delta.
I was about to say, Brad, I'm with you on Delta. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I like to fly a friendlier sky. Well, that's all we have for you today. Tune in next time for more Dish Nation. You can always check in your bag with us for free. Bye.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.